This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Friday, the 9th of February. Bosses who unreasonably contact their staff after hours face fines and jail time after the Greens snuck criminal penalties into a new right to disconnect, leaving Labor scrambling to fix its own law. The federal government will introduce additional legislation to reverse the inclusion of a penalty of up to 12 months behind bars for employers who breach a Fair Work Commission order to stop contacting employees after hours in its controversial industry relations bill. Labor attempted to fix the embarrassing error before its second closing loopholes bill sailed through the Senate off the back of deals with the Greens and independent senators David Pocock and Lydia Thorpe on Thursday, blaming the coalition for refusing to help. Melbourne's Catholic Church has lost a major legal fight to block the parents, siblings, friends and families of abuse victims from suing for damages. In a landmark decision, legal experts have warned will open the floodgates for psychological injury claims in Victoria. The High Court on Thursday refused the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne leave to appeal a Supreme Court ruling enabling secondary victims to seek damages. In its ruling last year, the Supreme Court found that Victoria's Legal Identity of Defendants, Organisational Child Abuse Act 2018, which was introduced by the Andrews government to quash a legal loophole known as the Ellis Defence, which prevented child abuse survivors from suing some organisations for their abuse, extended to claims brought against unincorporated organisations by persons who were not themselves victims or alleged abuse. Legal experts have warned the High Court decision will now open the floodgates for secondary victims to seek damages from a range of organisations for psychological injury. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll has asked the government to revisit the trial of GPS trackers for teen criminals on bail, saying only 33 devices had been issued, with five now in use. It comes as new crime data reveals young offenders are committing more violent crimes, getting younger and growing in numbers. Ms. Carroll described the electronic monitoring devices as a very, very powerful tool. Her comments follow the stabbing death of Ipswich grandmother Violene White on Saturday night. And police are targeting gang ringleaders, luring vulnerable children into committing crime in exchange for cash, drugs and alcohol, and fueling a youth crime spike across Adelaide, it can be revealed. Youth Crime Task Force Operation Mandrake is actively investigating more than 50 offenders known to police and suspected of luring children into committing crime. Acting Assistant Commissioner Graham Goodwin, who oversees Operation Mandrake, said Indigenous children being targeted by older friends and relatives was a major police concern. Those are your headlines from the newsfeed today. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.